was April of last year when Vail Resorts announced it had entered into an agreement to sell the parking lot property to the Provo-based commercial real estate investment group, PEG Companies. PEG has developed plans for the parcels currently being used as surface parking lots at the base of the resort. An original master plan development and development agreement was approved for the property by Park City back in the 1990s. Robert Schmidt is the chief development officer for PEG.
Really, this signifies for us a kickoff of a much broader community discussion and getting feedback from the community and from the city, and so we're looking forward to that.
The three parking lots, the upper one, Schmidt says they spent the last 10 months on community outreach and held several meetings with those most closely related to the resort, the neighbors, the homeowner associations, and other businesses who will be directly impacted by the project.
You know, we hosted those meetings with the intent to give folks an opportunity to see what we are proposing, give us some feedback early on, allow us to address some of those concerns. Nobody signed any non-disclosure agreements. We did ask that they not share any site plans or information. You know, we don't. But other than that, very productive meetings. We were very pleased with the feedback that we received.
The first-time lot and the lot on the north side of Shadow Ridge and Silver King have been divided into four parcels. Schmidt believes the application meets the intent of the approved master plan.
You know, we've got an existing development agreement that provides for an amount of density units and amount of square footage. We are between 15 and 20% under what's allowed in the development agreement. Additionally, there's height that's discussed in the development agreement master plan. We're meeting those standards. We're meeting the standards of open space. We're meeting the standards of parking. And so, while we certainly expect lots of discussion around all of that, we feel that we've submitted an application that is harmonious with the community, with the environment, less than what's allowed in the development agreement, and you know, hoping that that's a positive thing for everybody involved.
The open space required by the MPD has already been set aside on the mountain. About 150 for-sale condos will be located throughout the project, some on the upper lot as well as the two lower lots. At the base of the ski hill near the first-time chairlift, a four-star hotel will be built. 70,000 square feet of affordable and employee housing will be built in the upper lot.
What we've done is we've provided a significant amount of affordable housing. It's in compliance with the city guidelines, and we have it all in the first phase of the project. So it will be on the upper lot, what we call parcel B, but it's the upper lot on the south side of the property. And it will be all inclusive in phase one. So we're going to do all the affordable housing up front.
Some of the affordable housing will be for sale. The retail, restaurants, and skier services will be part of phases two and three and will be located in the first time lot.
We have a very nice plaza designed. It continues all the way down to the intersection of Empire and Silver King, the plaza does. And then fronting the plaza is retail. And we'll say skier services, restaurants, you know, types of things that are important to a ski resort.
The surface parking will be replaced with paid parking and structures both above and below ground. Schmidt says they're also contemplating an improvement to the transit hub. The bus drop-off area has a different property owner, so others, he says, will need to be involved in those discussions. Public ski lockers located in both the upper and lower parking lots will be built for daily and seasonal use.
Absolutely, was one of the biggest things that we heard was we need lockers, and so we took that back and incorporated that specifically into our plans to provide that. It's funny, we heard stories of people that would park their cars there to use them as their day skier locker while they transited back and forth shuttling kids and skiers, and so we heard that loud and clear.
Vehicle circulation will also change, with one-way roads and a couple of roundabouts envisioned. The public will get to look at the plans at some upcoming open houses. The dates and times have not been scheduled. These open houses will be held prior to the Planning Commission meetings. The project's timeline depends on the length of the Planning Commission's review. Schmidt said that PEG won't close on the acquisition until after a Planning Commission decision. Planning Director Bruce Erickson tells KPCW that he has not accepted the application as complete just yet. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.